This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
All right. Got a little dog incident in the house right now. That happens. That happens. Hey, John, I'm going back to the studio on Monday to do the show. How about that? Jorge, what is wrong with you? I'm here to help.
I understand, Jorge.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Hey, Lindsay, that probably means if they're getting Ricky Rubio, that Colin Sexton's going to get traded, right?
I would imagine.
So, man, there's going to be a lot of NBA moves. By the way, the draft is at 4 o'clock tonight on ESPN TV. We'll have full coverage with Sedano, LZ, and Cap starting at 3:55 here. It's going to be crazy.
And if you are just tuning in, among the storylines that we're following, Max Scherzer reportedly very close now, a deal with the Padres, although it's been a good 90 minutes since we got that report from Jim Bowden that said the deal was inches away, and we've had other reports that say the deal is not done and the Dodgers can still get into it. Meanwhile, the Lakers and Wizards engaged on a trade that would send Russell Westbrook to the Lakers. That would be for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, who opted in today, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, plus tonight's 2021 first-round pick for Russell Westbrook.
I can't believe I'm getting so excited that I don't know, like, whether to temper it or to let myself believe it.
Let yourself go, man. That's what sports is all about. It's about going on a ride, a roller coaster.
I'm getting reports that it may be one of those things where it's going to be reported that we got them, but they're not going to execute it until the start of the NBA calendar year.
You won't be able to talk about it.
Which would be August 2nd. Yeah, if this happens, and they put the kibosh on Michael and I, we may be off the shows next week. I don't know. For now, I'm just, like, coming out of my shoes. I can't believe that they might get Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
My absolute favorite player in the league.
Yeah, glorious day for John Ireland.
Yeah, every time he's on, I make a big deal out of telling you got to watch, and you said, geez, would you relax?
He's like a human video game. Yeah. He goes 100 miles an hour with his hair on fire.
Yeah, it's...
Isn't that the official company line?
Yeah, well, it's going to come up a lot this season.
Sure is. Now, earlier there were reports that the Lakers were in on Buddy Hield from Sacramento, but that deal seems to be pushed to the side while they work on the Westbrook deal, and they still have got the Dennis Schroeder contract to deal with, whether or not they want to just let him go or do a sign-and-trade with Schroeder. The other players that I think are going to be of interest to keep are... Alex Caruso, who's a walk-away free agent. He can go anywhere he wants, but the Lakers have the opportunity to pay him whatever it takes. And THT, who is a restricted free agent, and the Lakers would have the opportunity to match any offer for THT. Again, not affecting the salary cap. You can always sign your own players and go over the cap.
Whew!
By the way, the Danny Duffy deal, he'll be back. Yeah, we should open the phones. 877-710-ESPN. You've heard all this stuff going on. 877-710-ESPN. A lot of Dodger fans concerned that Max Scherzer could wind up with the Padres. A lot of Laker fans dreaming of Russell Westbrook, although not everybody's a big fan. Somebody on Twitter said, hey, where's the spacing going to come from? I think all that is TBD, but I do think that if you have a super team, and it will be a super team, of LeBron, AD, and Russell Westbrook, veterans are going to flock here to play with those guys. And we'll get some shooters in that group.
Can you imagine that much firepower on one team? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. And I'm hearing all these people, I'm getting some reaction saying, well, where's the shooters, blah, blah, blah. Guys, we're going to have three of the best offensive players in the history of the league on one team.
But they still need shooters. That is undeniable. They're still going to have to find a way to add shooters. I know. I mean, they're going to be a beast, right? But you still need to be able to make the three ball, and they need to add that element. Remember, they shot 29% from three in the series with Phoenix. So that's something they need to improve. They were, what, 21st or 22nd in three-point shooting last year? It is a three-point shooting league. So I still think they need to attract veterans who might play for the minimum who are great shooters in order to make the whole thing work. And I'm sure that's what Rob Pelinka has already three moves in front of us. He's playing chess. A lot of these other guys are playing checkers.
Yeah, it's just – I never even, when I woke up this morning, I never thought this was a possibility.
You know what's weird? I actually woke up this morning and thought, Russell Westbrook does make sense. Because his name has been out there for a while now. And I thought, you know, the one that would be the sexiest move would be to trade for Russell Westbrook. And sure enough, it sounds like that's the direction that the Lakers are going to go. I just think...
And Mace, this guy's like LeBron, man. He keeps in insane shape. I remember one time, I've told this story to you before, but I don't know how many times I've told it for the audience. So I know Scott Brooks a little bit. The guy who was the coach of the year in Oklahoma City when he had and he took Westbrook, Durant, and Harden to the finals.
Yep.
Scott lives in Corona Del Mar. He lives right on the same street as my mom, and he's from UC Irvine. I've done a lot of his charity golf tournaments. So one time, this is 5-6 years ago, I'm playing golf with Scott. He had moved on to the Wizards. Russ was still in Oklahoma City. And he knows I love Russ, and he was saying, I said to him, I go, hey, let me ask you something. I said, Russ is my favorite player. I mean, he's just, and all the things I always tell you. And I go, but he just comes off in the media like he did to you, Mace. You had him in studio one day. You didn't like him because
I did not like him.
You thought he wasn't very friendly. And I thought, it seems to me, as great of a player as he is, that he should be more celebrated. He must have been really hard to coach. And Scott, who's a really nice guy, stopped. We're walking, and he stops dead in his tracks, and he goes, you are 1,000% wrong. And I said, about what? He goes, about Russ being in any way difficult. And I said, what are you talking to? He goes, first guy to come to practice, absolute last guy to leave. If anybody on the team has their car breakdown, he throws them the keys to his car and says, take it. And he's like, well, Russ, I'm not going to take your car. He goes, I don't need it. Take it. He literally, you've heard the expression, like, he'll give you the shirt off his back.
Sure.
When Russ heard that, like, rookies didn't have stuff to wear, he would go out and buy them all clothes. He's that guy. He's the guy that will, like, do anything for his teammate. And Scott was so offended that I suggested otherwise. And Brooks is a really good dude. I mean, he's like, he goes, I can't even explain to you how great that guy is to coach. He said, if everybody was like him, I'd have no problems, which is why I wasn't surprised at all when he ended up in Washington when Brooks was the coach last year.
Yeah.
And he broke the triple-double record because Brooks knew that if he got him in there, even though Bradley Beal was there, that Russ would do what he wanted. And if you look at his stats last year and the way he played, especially down the stretch for the Wizards, even though he had like the leading score, it was Steph and Bradley Beal battling for the scoring title down the stretch. If they needed 20 rebounds, Russ got 20 rebounds. If they needed 20 assists, Russ got 20 assists. If they needed 40 points on nights that Beal didn't play, he'd score 40 points. He's that guy.
Not everybody is buying, John. 877-710-ESPN. I want to go to Noah in Studio City who just popped up. Noah, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on. Wow. This is almost better than the regular season itself, the rumors and the things that happened. But I really think Westbrook is the wrong move for these guys.
Why do you think that?
There's no reason, I'll tell you, because there's no reason to believe that Russell Westbrook is ever going to be comfortable being the third option on a team. He's never been the third option. He's totally ball dominant. Yes, he gets assists. Yes, he gets rebounds. But it's because he has the ball in his hands all the time. He's never been on a team where he would have two superstars that are undeniably ahead of him in the pecking order.
All right, Noah, let me come back at you with this. Mason harps all the time on how you've got to give these guys rest, how you can't play them too much, how you have to load manage, and AD and LeBron break down a lot, and that all happened this year. Westbrook doesn't break down. He can carry the load for the whole season, and he'll learn how to play with LeBron and AD And all of a sudden now, you don't need to have LeBron and AD play 35 minutes a game. You don't even have to have Russ play 35 minutes a game. You're going to have one of these guys, if not two, on the court at all times. And when all three of them are on the court at the same time, he'll defer to LeBron. LeBron is a top three player
although,
in NBA
although
history.
Noah makes an interesting point, John. Russell Westbrook has always been successful with the ball in his hands. His career usage rate is 32.7. That's the second highest in NBA history. Second highest usage rate in NBA history on a team where LeBron really wants the ball in his hands.
Do you guys really think he's not going to give the ball to LeBron? Of course he is. It's LeBron. There's no way. Russ is too smart for that. This is going
to
work.
Well, his game will have to evolve. His game will have to evolve. He'll have to play differently here than he did racking up triple doubles in Washington.
I think he's going to lead the league in assists. He's led the league in assists three of the last 4 years. Now he's going to be throwing the ball to LeBron and AD instead of Thomas Satoransky and Thomas Bryant.
Yeah.
You're looking at what he can't do versus what he can.
Well, no, there are other sides to this story, like Kenny in Palmdale. Kenny, you're on 710. What's up, man? Hey, Kenny.
Kenny going once.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Kenny from Palmdale, guys. Hey, so check it out. It's a two-part question. This is a little sketchy. Here's the thing. How do you think we would stack up if we got Russ against the big three in Brooklyn, okay? Mm-hmm. The problem is we don't have shooters, John. Mason's right on this. We definitely need to stack up some shooters. All three of their big three, Irving, Durant, and Harden, shoot more threes and make more threes than LeBron, AD, and Westbrook would. And then they got a deeper bench, Harris, and so on, right?
Kenny,
so we need some shooters. Go ahead.
I want you to go back.
I like Kenny. Go ahead.
I want you to go back and look at the last time the Lakers played the Nets in Brooklyn and read about the stats and show me what happened in that game.
John, the Lakers, you said it yourself last year. They were not themselves. They haven't gelled yet. You feared
Lakers,
them last year.
The Lakers, I thought they were going to the finals. I thought it was Brooklyn Lakers in the finals. The one thing that none of you guys that are against this have brought up is that the Lakers were the number one statistical defensive team in the league last year. Now they're going to be elite defensively. Westbrook can people up.
I'm not against it. I was a little more for Buddy Hield because of he trained
well,
three.
Buddy Hield is
we
not the player
terrible.
That Russell Westbrook is.
Agreed. I like it for us being fast. Now, here's the second part of the question. Do you think, John, you might not be able to answer, so this is just me and Mason here, okay?
Hey, just us.
Now,
just us here.
Just us talking. Mason, do you think there's any chance? Now, remember, DeRozan said he'll take less. Do you think there's any chance we could get him and Lowry for, $7-8 million a year, even though they're 25 plus a year?
Well, I don't think
you don't need Lowry anymore.
Make any sense. Yeah, Lowry wouldn't
just
make any sense.
DeRozan, okay.
DeRozan
he told Shannon Sharp, I think, he said he would do a lot less money for a championship. He said
yes.
He's made a lot of money. So is there any chance of that?
Imagine that.
I don't think so.
I'm not a cap guy. I don't necessarily know how that works on the salary cap. Like, John, will they have a mid-level exception? Does everybody get one?
Yeah, they have theirs.
So conceivably, DeRozan could take the mid-level exception, which is like $9 million, if he was really willing to take less.
I think that's probably asking him to take too big of a cut, but who knows? Now maybe
Fonzie's
all these
got it right. The shooters will come.
Everybody's going to be focused. You remember Kyle Korver went to Cleveland after, just to basically play with LeBron,
sure.
And LeBron revitalized his career?
Yep.
Yeah, I can't imagine this not working.
I want to sneak in one more call. Let's go to Eric. I'm not sure where Eric is. You're on 710 ESPN. What's up? He's gone? Shoot. He had an interesting question. How much do you think LeBron has to do with everything that's happening right now?
A lot.
Absolutely.
I mean, LeBron and Russ have a great. They won gold medals together. I think it could be unbelievable to have
Here's
these three
Mark
guys
Stein.
On one team.
Official completion of a Westbrook to the Lakers trade like the recent Memphis-New Orleans trade, can't happen before August 6th when the 21-22 salary cap year begins, as Jake Fisher and others have reported. So we may know about this deal, but it won't be able to become final until August the 6th.
Which means I'm off next week.
Yeah, you're off, you're off next week.
Yeah, I have to. I mean, and so is Michael.
Yeah, that's right. Me and Momo. But, well, me and Momo will be able to shoot our mouths off.
Yeah, you guys can say whatever you want. But if that's true, we don't know what's true and what isn't. Yeah, at this point, there isn't even a deal. It's just a lot of people saying that it's imminent.
Wow, what a day! And by the way, Frozen on Max Scherzer have not seen one of the so-called baseball authorities tweet anything about Max Scherzer in a while. And remember, back at 1:30 or so, Jim Bowden from is he with the ESPN now?
Yeah.
No, he's with the Athletic. Jim Bowden with the Athletic reported that the deal between Scherzer and the Padres was inches away, but the inches are taking really a long time. It's taking a long time to dot I's and cross T's, and maybe this thing is still alive for the Dodgers. They did get Danny Duffy, who is a left-hander. They're making moves, but so far it looks like Scherzer, at least reportedly, the Padres are closest to getting a deal done for Max Scherzer. Damn.
Wow. What if that reversed?
What if we got both in the same day? It'd be the greatest Mason on.
What a crazy day.
Yeah, it really is. There is so much, and we will keep you up to the minute on exactly what is going on as we get through this afternoon. We're on till 4, and then SLK, I believe it's Cap and Clinton Yates this afternoon, will take you through the NBA draft, which is tonight. So the Mark Stein tweet.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, it is just a melee of news that is coming down for both the Dodgers and for the Lakers. Mark Stein reports this way. Now tell me if there's wiggle room here. He says triple-double king Russell Westbrook is headed to the Lakers now that the Washington Wizards have swooped in ahead of Sacramento to take the Lakers trade package, headlined by Kyle Kuzma and Montrezl Harrell. He doesn't leave any wiggle room there, right? He says Russell Westbrook is headed to the Lakers.
I don't know anyone who's not reporting that at this point.
There's been a lot of maybe and we think and moving in that direction and all that, but he's saying Russell Westbrook is headed to the Lakers.
I think he is. Are you doubting it at this point?
No, I'm not doubting it. That's just the first time I've seen somebody say it's agreed to.
Here's what Brad Turner wrote from the LA Times. Can confirm reports Lakers are closing in on a deal to acquire Russell Westbrook from the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell. Talks on going about Lakers' number 22 pick in the draft. Wizards possibly sending the Lakers a second-round pick. So they may even also get a second-round pick out of this deal. Now, that's the basketball side of things. On the baseball side of things, we still haven't seen Max Scherzer traded.
Right.
Right now, the Dodgers are losing to the Giants in San Francisco 5-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. But there are no reports. We, at the start of the show, were hearing that Max Scherzer was likely heading to the Padres. He may still be. But that line of information has closed up. Like, nobody's reported that
over
the last hour.
We've not heard anything. Now, the Dodgers have, if you've not been listening, they acquired lefty Danny Duffy from Kansas City, who's hurt right now. Some sort of strain. He'll be back shortly. A lot of people have said, yeah, that's so Friedman, trade for a guy that's hurt. Duffy is 4-3 with a 2.51 ERA, a .123 whip, 65 strikeouts and 61 innings. So they have worked out that deal. The Scherzer stuff is still completely up in the air. Last we knew, Padres were inches away. But we have not heard anything in a while.
Yeah, those inches have not been closed. All right, and the phones are open, 877-710-ESPN, to talk about either team, the Dodgers or the Lakers. The big story is the Lakers, who,
yep,
according to multiple sources, might be getting Russell Westbrook.
God, can you believe it?
And the trade, or the draft, is tonight. NBA TV coverage on ESPN of the draft, which is at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, starts at 4 o'clock, and the draft's at 5. We have it covered on the radio side with Sedano, LZ, and Cap, starting at 3:55. They'll be all over the draft and anything happening there. So we have a situation tonight where the Lakers very well, it may be reported that they're getting Russell Westbrook, but it won't be made official until a week later. Does that mean they could add a third team to the deal? You know, that like other teams have done.
Well, does that mean that Dennis Schroeder in a sign-and-trade can somehow be part of this? I still think, you know, if this goes down the way it's said, if it's Kuzma, Harrell, and KCP, the one ship you have left is a sign-and-trade with Dennis Schroeder.
And what does it mean for Alex Caruso? What does it mean for Talen Horton Tucker? Caruso is an unrestricted free agent. Talen Horton Tucker is a restricted free agent. And all the free agent window opens up on Monday.
Now, both of them can be re-signed without any worry about the salary cap because they are they're on the Lakers roster right now. So you can go over the cap to sign your own player. So they can do that with THT and they can do that with Alex Caruso. Wow, that's amazing. Do you want to take since there's no news at this moment, do you want to take a quick left turn?
Sure.
Okay. So there is a brand new trailer park, John. It's a trailer park. You know, where you bring your RV or you bring your camper to this place. And it is a camp for swingers. For swingers. This RV trailer park.
Wait, it's a trailer park swingers camp.
Yes, it is.
Gotcha. Okay.
The slogan is bring your house and share your spouse. So we actually have a little bit of sound from this. Jorge, do you have that sound?
Bring your house and share your spouse. That is the motto of this soon-to-be trailer park and campground for swingers.
Since putting up this sign, Oakland's gotten calls from swingers across the country.
Most of them call or text just to see if it's real. Just to see if somebody's going to answer, because they're going to say, oh, no, nobody's there. It's not a real number. Or they'll get on Facebook, oh, it's not a real number. I got on there and said, I'd be a fat frog's butt if it's not a real number.
So my friend Sue Kalinske, her husband Tom, they go to these places all the time. I asked Sue.
Wait a minute, they go to the swingers place?
No, they go to the normal trailer, you know, bring your camper kind of place.
Gotcha.
And I asked Sue, I said, would you and Tom ever, you know, go for a swing? She said, absolutely not. She's never had multiple partners at any time, and she's not in on that. John, are you and Lisa in on the swingers RV park?
No, but you guys aren't. You know, I'm the only person who's seen Sex Life on Netflix, right?
Correct. I hear it's really filthy.
It's not really filthy. It's really. It's got a lot of sex in it. It's
right.
It's almost like porn.
Yes.
But that's one of the subplots. Is they're trying to spice up their marriage, and they end up going to a swingers party. And I won't ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it.
That never. That is always a mistake. Always a mistake. Always a mistake. When you invite somebody else into your marriage or into your relationship, I think it always is doomed to fail.
Maybe you were one of the writers on Sex Life, because that's exactly what kind of happened.
I don't think. Lindsay, do you think a marriage survives if they decide, you know, we want to spice things up a little bit with a third person?
I don't think that. I don't think that humans are very capable of being monogamous.
Really?
For the most part.
Really?
Okay.
Yes. They're not. They weren't built that way.
So, Mace, you think we can try that?
Wait, hey. A minute, John and I are both monogamous.
Yeah,
wait,
but
monogamous.
But wait, I'm saying I don't think that. I said most people, like humans in general, I don't think they were like made for that. And I think most people in general, you know, a lot of people have a hard time doing that.
I don't think
it helps if you. I was just going to say in regards to your question, I don't think it helps to bring another person into the relationship, but I don't have a problem. Like I've told you guys before, I personally don't have a problem with like open relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. I know people that have open relationships, and they are shaky. They are shaky, at all times shaky. Ramona Shelburne just tweeted, a completely different subject. Westbrook's experience and ability to elevate franchises plus his L.A. roots were the appeal for the Lakers. Too good an opportunity to pass up. But as Bobby Marks noted, details of the trade can still be changed until August the 6th. So it sounds like the deal is done for all intents and purposes now, according to multiple sources. Russell Westbrook is coming to the Lakers, and it can't be finalized until August the 6th.
All right, a lot of people lined up to talk about this deal. We will. Should we do Game of Games today, or maybe bag it? What do you think?
No, it's a tradition unlike any other. We'll interrupt if there's a break. If something breaks, it's up to you. You call it.
That's two segments away. So let's take some calls next. 877-710-ESPN. The Lakers are apparently getting Russell Westbrook, according to multiple reports. Are you guys as excited about this as I am? Because I'm coming out of my shoes. Your call is coming up next.
Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN. Let me tell you about the Giltinis. So the Giltinis are our L.A. rugby team. And if you've never seen a rugby match in person, you should start with a championship game. Your first year Giltinis earned home field advantage by having the best record in the MLR, and they need every L.A. sports fan to pack the L.A. Coliseum this Sunday, August 1, 1 o'clock, when they play rugby. They play Rugby ATL for the MLR Championship. Tickets start at just $10 plus service fees. They're available now at giltinis.com/tickets. That's $10 tickets available now. giltinis.com/tickets. giltinis.com/tickets. Go to the Coliseum this weekend.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And support our Giltinis. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah, apparently, reportedly, the Lakers have acquired the Russell Westbrook in a deal that will send Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, and KCP to the Washington Wizards. We don't know what draft compensation might go. The Lakers do have a first-round draft pick tonight. We don't know if that is included in this particular deal. But it's a monumental day because he is a triple-double machine. We do get our super team with Westbrook, AD, and LeBron, and people are reacting to it, John.
Adrian Wojnarowski's latest tweet, discussions towards a completed deal are largely centered on the draft compensation that would return to the Wizards in the trade. Whether the deal includes the Lakers' 22nd overall pick tonight or perhaps second rounders. So that's they're still trying to work that part of the deal out too. And so maybe the Lakers do make their pick tonight.
Can they do the thing where they pick the guy that the team would have wanted and trade that guy? Like let's say the Wizards love Joe Blow, and the Wizards say, hey, draft Joe Blow because we're going to want him in the trade when this goes down on August the 6th.
Yeah, they absolutely could do that. It happens all the time. Happened last year with the Lakers. They didn't have their pick. They made a pick for somebody that was part of the AD deal, and that pick went to the Pelicans, and I think they eventually traded it. But let's get to the phones. Jason in Downey is online. Hey, Jason, you're on 710 ESPN. What do you think?
We went from talking about DeMar and Buddy Hield, and Mr. Polinga straight up said, hold my beer. And now we're about to get Brody, Russell Westbrook. Now, Mace, I can't discredit your concern, but that's what free agency is for. That's what the mid-level extension's for. This is Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, no, I'm in on it. All I'm doing is presenting the alternative view. Not everybody loves it, but, you know, it was a weakness of the Lakers. Shooting was a weakness from the Lakers. I tend to think shooters will come.
Yes, and then John could attest to this. The minute Bron sat down, it was abysmal. If they were up 6, he'd come back in, they're down 8. If they were down 8, he'd come back in, they're down 20. I think Coach Frank can actually go and say, here are the keys, my friend. It's yours. So let's do it. So I'm with you. This is a town of stars. We can finally match up with the other big three. And you know what, guys? It's not even Lakers in five no more. If we get Brody, it's Lakers sweep.
Lakers in four.
We should get O'Shea on the show tomorrow. Jake in Inglewood. Hey, Jake, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Yeah, I wanted to let you guys know you're on the money, Mesa, as far as, like, what the offense could look like without shooting. But you have to remember, AD and LeBron settle for so many jumpers. Any combination of a Russell Westbrook, De'Aaron Fox, or DeMar DeRozan would have unlimited paint, the same way Trez did. The only thing was Trez was just challenged defensively. So it didn't work out. You know, ideally, I'd rather have a Russell Westbrook and maybe convince Duncan Robinson to do a prove-it deal next to LeBron. That's more conventional spacing, whatever. But don't forget how many jumpers these guys settle for. They don't like going to the hole. They don't like getting fouled. So I think we could get a guy that attacks the paint at a high level. We could mask some of our other holes.
All right.
All right. Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you got LeBron, AD, and Westbrook, and I'm a veteran who can shoot, I'm like, hey, there's a good spot for me. I'll sign the veterans minimum. I'm going to sign it somewhere. Why don't I go to the Lakers? Or why don't I take less to be part of what looks like is going to be a championship team?
Chris on line 8. Hey, Chris, you're on 710 ESPN. What do you think?
Fantastic show as always, gentlemen.
Thanks, Scott.
All I wanted to say is it is the greatest trade right now. I love it. I want it. I want Westbrook. They're talking about Chris Paul. I like the guy, but I'll take Westbrook all day long. You already know. All we have to do is keep AD healthy, LeBron happy. Westbrook goes to the hole. We get two more dirty men underneath like we had that 1 year when we won 17 championships. Right. And we go on. We get 18 and we beat Boston.
Nice.
Amen.
Nice.
Here is Jordan in Encino. Hey, Jordan, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Jordan?
Here is what I'm thinking. Okay. Hey, so initial reaction is, you know, where's the spacing? Why didn't they go after Buddy Hield? Letting it simmer for a little bit. Start thinking historically about this. This, quite honestly, a core of Westbrook, LeBron, and AD may be the most overpowering physical team in NBA history. And if not that, it's certainly up there with some of those Showtime Lakers teams, Kobe, Shaq, even LeBron in Miami. This is a team that everybody is going to feel over 82 games, and it's going to be a fun team to watch, in my opinion.
Yeah,
all right,
it is.
Thanks,
be
Jordan. The star power is off the charts.
Right. And by the way, it's unfair to compare Buddy Hield to Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is a superstar. Buddy Hield is a nice shooter, but he's not a star.
Yeah, and he's, by the way, Russell Westbrook's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You know, and so is LeBron, and probably so is AD. So now you're back to that three Hall of Famer formula that you had in the 80s.
Wow.
Here is Mike in Whittier. Hey, Mike, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, you there?
Hey, guys, sorry about that. Hey, real quick, historically I would have been against this all day long, but seeing Westbrook as a kind of like an empty calorie stat buffer, but...
Yeah.
Lost him.
Yep, lost him. All right, let's squeeze Taylor in Burbank in here. Hey, Taylor, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show.
Good,
as
man.
Always.
Thanks, man.
I was very ecstatic. I heard the Buddy Hield news, and now I'm a little less ecstatic about Russell Westbrook. I think that the biggest problem for the Lakers was the shooting, and I don't see how Russell Westbrook really fixes that. I mean, beyond that, he's another guy who fits into that LeBron age range, closer to LeBron than AD, and I don't think it really fits into the plans that we're, you know, looking for right now, and that's really what I'd say. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the thing. Age doesn't matter because they're going for it in the next 2 years.
Right now. The window is now. Right now. I have no idea what's coming up the year after, but I'm into it for right now, and I love this roster right now.
And by the way, we're going to find out in the coming days, is Caruso coming back? Is Talen Horton Tucker coming back?
Oh,
who
God,
else are they
so.
Adding?
Guys. Do they do a sign-and-trade with Dennis Schroeder?
Yeah, there's more questions to be answered here.
Dennis Schroeder's definitely not coming back, I don't think.
All right, we're bagging Game of Games because of this breaking news. Russell Westbrook is apparently on his way to the Lakers, and Max Scherzer still hasn't been traded, but most reports have him going to the Padres. It hasn't happened yet. Other reports say the other West Coast teams, the Giants and the Dodgers, are in it. The Dodgers have just lost to the Giants. That game's over.
Yep.
And so that's also out there, and we're keeping an eye on that, and we're letting you react to all of it. We're open phone lines finally for the first time in a couple hours. 877-710-ESPN if you want to jump in. 877-710-3776.
Monster Day. Thanks for listening. Stick with us not just now, but all afternoon long. SLK with Cap and Clinton Yates will have the draft for you and any further developments on the Dodgers or on the Lakers. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. If you are just...
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Just tuning in. Damn, you're missing all the fun. It appears as though the Lakers have acquired Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, KCP, maybe some draft assets as well. But it can't be final to August the 6th, but it appears as though we've got Russell Westbrook. Max Scherzer still on the loose. Hours ago, it was reported that the Padres were inches away from acquiring Scherzer, but the Dodgers still in it, and we haven't heard anything for a while. Maybe that's good news.
And we've been taking your phone calls and letting you react to both of those big stories. Here's Marcel in Moreno Valley. By the way, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. We'll be here for one more segment. Then we're going to hand it off to Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Marcel, what do you got?
This is a good day in L.A.
Yeah!
I'm excited about it. Really fast. The people on the callers who wanted Hield instead, I just want to make this point. The last two NBA championships, Milwaukee, our Lakers, we weren't top shooting teams, correct? We were average.
That's correct.
Average at best, right?
That's
Milwaukee
correct.
Under average. So if we do all the other things so well, then we could, you know, we could kind of get past the shooting. But we still have Schroeder. Can't we move Schroeder? Can't we still pass?
Yes, we absolutely
No, hold on. Hold on, guys. Hold on. He doesn't have to cooperate, though.
Wait a minute. Dennis Schroeder can say, no, I'm not going to do a sign and trade?
Of course. He's an unrestricted free agent.
Even if somebody offers him a deal?
Well, no. He would want to do that because he would get more money. But I'm just saying, he doesn't have to play ball. It's completely up to him. If a team has cap space, they can just take him in. Now, the truth is most teams don't have cap space.
Right.
So a sign and trade might make more sense. And this Westbrook deal could be expanded to be a 3 or a 4 team deal, which would allow to maybe get some of those shooters. Now, Mace, the closest thing I would compare this to, these three guys, is when in 2011, Miami put together Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh. And if you note, those guys weren't outside shooters. Now, the league was a little different, but they went to the finals 4 years in a row because they were an unguardable unit. Now, they were able to, after signing the big three, go out and get guys like Mike Miller and Ray Allen to provide outside shooting. So that may be the next step for Rob Pelinka and the Lakers to supplement the big three with shooters. So, I mean, I think that I know we all want answers today, but I think it's going to play out over the next week.
John Morosi, just skipping here. John Morosi, Red Sox, Rays joined Dodgers and Giants among those clubs talking to Twins about Jose Berrios. So no word on Scherzer, but Jose Berrios is going to move.
Abraham in Irvine. Abraham, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. So here's my take on the Lakers situation. As a Lakers fan, I'm super excited to have Russell Westbrook, if that's the case. But as a LeBron fan on top of that, I'm absolutely nervous because if he does not win a championship with Russell Westbrook and AD, I think it adds so much pressure to his legacy that if he doesn't win, I think it's a big, big blemish on his legacy. I don't know what your guys' take is on that, but if he does not win, I think it'll damage his legacy. If he does win, great. But I think it's nothing but harmful for his legacy.
Yeah, but you've got to try. I mean,
the other option's not very good at all. In other words, you cannot try to win a championship, and that to me is a blemish. Right. That would be a worse blemish than actually going for it.
I don't think most athletes think that way. They all think they're going to win.
Yeah, they're go for it mode.
Right. Here's Enrique in Santa Ana. Hey, Enrique, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Mason Ireland? I got to shut down all these casual Laker fans that aren't ridiculously excited beyond, like, right through the gills. We got a guy, Mr. Triple-Double, last year in the playoffs. Everybody was crying about no production from this guy, no production. I saw the games last year with Westbrook when he was the Wizards. He put up two monster triple-doubles in the playoffs with the Wizards team. And now he gets a chance to play with two of the greatest of all time, LeBron James and AD. He finally gets what he's going to get. He's going to get that championship. He's going to put up the triple-doubles in the playoffs. He's going to be making people scare on defense. They're going to need to bring all the Drew Holidays they can find to stop him, because you're going to have LeBron James running the point. You're going to have Russell Westbrook just blazing down the lane, and then you're going to have AD doing all of it. Coming up with lobs, threes. I don't know about any bit, all those casuals calling in, but I'm excited. We finally get to stomp on Boston like we need to, and it's going to be our throne. It's our throne, Mason and Ireland.
Yes!
Remember that.
Yes!
Throne! Thanks, Enrique, for the phone call. So, Mason, I want you to think about this. You're playing the Lakers, all right? And you have let's say you have a really good defender on your team. Let's say you're the Warriors, and you have Draymond Green. Who does Draymond guard?
Oh, that's a really interesting question.
All right, so he could guard AD.
AD, right.
He could guard LeBron. He'll probably have to take LeBron. Or he could guard Russ, but he can't guard all three.
Right.
I think every team, like Phoenix, who just got out of the NBA Finals. Phoenix had Jay Crowder as a defender. He's the one who took LeBron. Does he still take LeBron? Who takes Russ?
That's the big question. Yeah. You've got three guys who are, you got Anthony Davis, who when he's healthy is like a unicorn, right? I mean,
right.
Nobody's like him. You've got LeBron, who is, the most accomplished, in my eyes, the best basketball player I've seen in my lifetime. And you've got Russell Westbrook, who is a human video machine with his hair on fire.
Yes. Now you're getting it.
Now I'm starting to get it. Exactly.
Yeah. Liam in Santa Monica. Hey, Liam, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, first of all, just responding to that other caller. Look, LeBron's legacy is set in stone.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
All right. And next, beyond that, look, we got to not underestimate the pressure this takes off of LeBron, not only in the regular season, well, really specifically the regular season, but even in the playoffs. I mean, we need moments where LeBron's not on the floor. We need guys that can get others involved. Dennis Schroeder was not a good passer, as much as he can attack the basket. Russ is going to get everyone involved and be that extra playmaker that the Lakers have really missed ever since, when LeBron's not on the floor. And beyond that, let's have some faith in Rob Pelinka and his ability to fill out the rest of this roster. Let's not overreact until we see the rest of this roster filled out, because obviously we need some more three-point shooting. Russ isn't going to give us that. But let's see. He's got it. Pelinka's going to fill it out with some three-point shooters, and this is going to be a very impactful deal.
Yeah. It's a league-changing deal. I mean, you have now got, we saw the Lakers win a championship.
You've got a three-headed monster in the West and a three-headed monster in the East.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, this is a league-altering trade. we are going to be – can you imagine how often this team's going to be on television, on national television?
Well, they'll max them out.
Yeah,
I think there's
every time they can put them on, they'll be on.
Well, I guarantee you I'm not getting Christmas off.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's showtime every night. It is absolutely
now,
incredible.
Selfishly, I really want to travel. I think it would be so fun to see this team go into opposing buildings. You know, we haven't traveled for most of the last 2 years because of the pandemic. And who knows if we'll get to do it again, but it'd be really fun.
Yes.
Really fun. Here's Tim in Hesperia on line 5. Hey, Tim, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi, guys. Hey, I just said I love your show. My favorite show on the radio. You guys
Thanks,
are awesome.
Man.
And, John, you make listening to Laker games what it used to be like when Chick called them.
Oh, biggest compliment you can give me, man. Thanks.
You are amazing to me. But just want to talk about this. I think a lot of people are forgetting, you know, watching Schroeder drive the ball, he was able to create a little bit on his own. Now, multiply that out with Russell Westbrook doing that for us and his ability to pass. I think it's a lock. I don't see how people cannot like this deal. He's going to create so much opportunity and take so much weight off LeBron. And when LeBron's ankle was hurt, he wasn't able to drive to the basket. Now we have Russell Westbrook and LeBron able to drive the ball, you know, and you know Pelinka's going to put three-point shooters out there. We are a lock for a championship.
Nice. I like that.
Thanks,
like
Tim,
that.
For the phone, for the call and for the compliment. That was you're already going straight to the title?
Where's my cake? Where's my cake?
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, that's it for us. Now, coming up next for you, stick with us because Cap and Clinton Yates are going to be here throughout the afternoon on SLK. They will continue to follow developments when it comes to Russell Westbrook, when it comes to Max Scherzer, when it comes to all the free agents in both baseball and
crazy.
Plus the NBA draft tonight. All that stuff coming up with you. Stay with us all night. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.